Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Legal expert on rap lyrics as evidence in Young Thug RICO trial by Michaela Price, November 29th, 2023, CBS Chicago. Jeffrey Lamar Williams, known professionally as Young Thug, was accused of running a street gang through his record label, YSL Records. Young Thug's attorney, Brian Steele, claimed the rapper's stage name stands for the acronym Truly Humble Under God. Steele said the moniker is a reference from the Tupac song PYT, Playa Young Thugs, and that the rapper's Young Stoner Life record label was a riff on the fashion line Yves Saint Laurent.
The indictment includes other artists associated with the label who faced additional charges such as murder and armed robbery. Prosecutors are attempting to use rap lyrics as confessions. This practice isn't just a violation of First Amendment protections for speech and creative expression. It punishes already marginalized communities, said CEO of 300 Entertainment, Kevin Lyles.
Reporter Megan Kuniff told CBS2, it's a really controversial use, but it also has a lot of precedent to it. I saw it in the case of rapper Tory Lanez when he was convicted of shooting the other rapper, Megan Thee Stallion, in Los Angeles. The jury never actually heard his rap lyrics, but the judge made it clear and told his lawyer that if Tory were to testify, any songs he's written about Megan or about the shooting would be fair game.
And now, here is The Trial of Marigold Arson, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Aaron Soler. Performed live at the Crane Theater, December 4th, 2023.
You may all be seated. I am Judge Bridget Flannery presiding. Now, before we begin this trial, I would like to advise the jury that although the witness here, Miss Marigold Arson, is very well known to us, yes, of course, hopefully the anonymous jury has found some of you that have been living under rocks and don't know who Marigold Arson is. But to put it in plain words, Marigold Arson is an extremely famous pop star whose music, I'm sure, has gotten a lot of us through a lot of rough breakups. Lord knows her 2022 album, Burn It All Down, got me over Jeffrey cheating with that bitch Melanie.
Thank you, Your Honor. It's nice to know my music has such an effect. I, too, have had my share of heartaches.
Please, Miss Arson, you mustn't speak until the lawyer asks you things.
Your Honor, I don't even know how I got here.
Oh, I'm sure it's all just a misunderstanding just between us girls. But back to the jury. Although we all worship the music of Marigold Arson, if not the goddess here herself, I know how deeply she understands our secret hearts, and we are incredibly thrilled to be breathing the same air as her. We must be objective in this matter. There are some very serious charges against her.
Thank you, everyone. It's great to see so many fans in the audience. I'll be happy to sign any autographs afterwards. And everybody, say hello to my boyfriend, Rocco, who is here.
Sorry, pardon me. Okay, hold on. Miss Arson, we mustn't counter chickens. It's time for the opposing counsel's lawyer to ask you some questions. Mr. Merksey.
Thank you, Your Honor. Miss Arson, do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but
the truth? I think we can skip the formalities and just get right to the meat of the matter. Miss Arson tells the truth in her songs, in her unique voice. All poets do, don't they?
I try, Your Honor.
Well, that's a little unorthodox, but okay, let's move on. Let me get my notes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot of notes.
It's the complete lyrical output of one Ms. Marigold Arson.
Oh, it's always nice to meet a fan.
I am no fan, Ms. Arson.
Well, this is an unexpected development, but I'll allow it. Proceed, counselor.
Ms. Arson, you are accused of 27 counts of arson. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
I see. I'm given to understand that Marigold Arson is a stage name and nom de musique.
That's right. My birth name was Margarita Daly.
I see why you changed it. And so, arson is a surname you gave yourself.
Yes, but it isn't what you think.
No.
No, it's actually an anagram for a really superior otter name.
That's not an anagram, that's an acronym. And though your name seems to indicate it is an otter name, you are no otter, Ms. Arson, are you? Are you?
No, no, I'm not an otter. Though, my gay friend Chester says Rocco is. Right, Rocco? Kiss, kiss. Rocco is my boyfriend and my new writing partner.
Then this chosen name, arson, is nonsense, isn't it? Utter nonsense. Nonsense nomenclature. Unless we think about the actual meaning of the word arson.
And what is that? Does anyone really know?
It means to deliberately set something on fire, which is also the very crime of which you are accused.
Which crime?
Arson, Ms. Arson.
Ah, steady there, counselor. I fail to see where this line of questioning is leading.
Well, Your Honor, you see, I'm tempted to draw a connection between Ms. Arson's choice of pen name and the suspicious correlation between it and the crimes of which she is allegedly accused.
Ah, I get it now. So, even though Ms. Arson has stated she is not guilty of arson, you still suspect her of arson.
Yes, Your Honor, that's my job.
We're very excited. Well, Aiden, I have to say, you are getting the jury a bit riled up. I think you can end the questioning and begin your next tactic. I am all agog.
Thank you, Your Honor. To the esteemed members of the jury, I would like to take these lyrics to Ms. Arson's popular song, Dance Through the Flames, from her latest album, and have her read them out loud. Here you go, Ms. Arson.
Oh, thank you. I wrote this song about my former boyfriend, William Harkness. Yes, 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 I didn't like him much either. Hi, Rocco, I love you.
The lyrics, please, Ms. Arson.
They never liked us in this bodega, and I'm going to make them pay. It's the Alpha and Omega, torch the place and let us sway. Let's dance through the flames, you and I are unconcerned. Let's dance through the flames until this place is burned, burned, burned. Let's dance through the fire, their lives have been adjourned. Let's dance through the fire until this place is burned, burned, burned. Should I keep going?
No, thank you, that's quite enough to make my point.
What a moving love song. I really felt that when my relationship was falling apart.
It meant a lot to me, too.
Now, this song came out last year, just 3 months after the mighty fine bodega on the Lower East Side was set ablaze by unknown attackers. This bodega is, or should I say, was, only one block from your apartment. Isn't that right, Ms. Arson?
I suppose so, but I don't go to bodegas anymore.
Anymore? May I ask what caused your departure from sidewalk stores of that nature?
Just wasn't hot anymore.
May I ask you to read these lyrics as well?
As if we don't know them all by heart, am I right?
Indulge me, please, Miss Arson.
Oh, yeah, this one was about Jimmy. Will you take me higher? Will you light my fire? Isn't this desire to remove my attire just how we conspire? Fire, 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 fire. You are my supplier, and I'm your eager buyer. Come down to the wire. You're my own vampire. Watch how we conspire. Fire, 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 fire. Somehow we must acquire a torchbearer for hire, caught in the deep fryer. Hear the flaming choir, ever drawing nigher. Fire, 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 fire. And then there are a couple more fire, fire, fires until
there are, in fact, an additional 4 minutes and 27 seconds of just the word fire. It's a very long song.
Epic!
And Jimmy Custer himself, your ex-boyfriend, he was badly burned, was he not, just before this song came out?
We were making s'mores in the kitchen. He meant nothing to me, Rocco. And I guess he... I don't turn the heat up too much, and, well...
I see. And, Your Honor, I would also like to submit into evidence the lyrics of this song entitled Juggaloo Jamboree.
Oh, that's just a dance beat I worked on with Mark Ronson. And we sampled me saying over and over, let's drink a fago, juggalos en fuego!
Order in the court. I love saying that. It's the best part of the job. Now, everyone, I know that song is a banger, but we need to get on with it. Now, Aiden, what does En Fuego mean? I believe they were a girl vocal group in the 90s.
No, En Fuego means on fire in Spanish. And this single dropped on Spotify just 1 week after the tragic immolation of several members of the Insane Clown Posse at last year's said gathering of said juggalos, when the oil wrestling pit was set ablaze by unknown person or persons who have thus yet far escaped justice. Can you call that coincidence, Ms. Arson?
Why do you keep yelling at me?
That's true, you are raising your voice an awful lot.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness is being deliberately obtuse.
That's so rude. Rocco likes some meat on my bones. Check your handsome privilege, buddy.
No. Obtuse, it means you're pretending to be stupid.
How dare you? I am not pretending to be anything. It's ridiculous of you to think that because fire is a recurring motif in my lyrics and my last name means purposeful torching, that I have set the fires that I am allegedly accused of. I am insulted, mister. Now, if you're done with your little questions, I have prepared a statement.
I am not done. Objection, Your Honor.
My statement is in the form of a song that I co-wrote with Rocco.
I'll allow it. I want to see where this goes. A new song by Marigold Arson performed right here in my courtroom. I think we all want to hear that, don't we?
Very well, proceed.
Hit it, Rocco. I can be a special kind of girl for you. I'm not one of those boring dames. And I think we're the perfect match. And we'll go up in flames.
Your Honor, come on.
This courtroom is a scary place. And I'm not playing any games. This lawyer is an asshole. And he'll go down in flames.
What?
And in the stand, it isn't me. And so I'm free of your claims.
The courtroom is on fire.
Cause Rocco is a pyro and we're going round in flames.
Okay. Evacuate the court, everybody out. Oh, but Marigold, that song is amazing. It's Grammy worthy.
Thank you, everyone. You better go. Your robes are starting to burn. Rocco, let's blow this joint. Why do all my boyfriends set things on fire?
This has been The Trial of Marigold Arson, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Aaron Soler, featuring Carrie Bond, Ed Malin, and Melissa Shaw. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, December 4th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and find all our past recordings at our new website, livingradionyc.com.